Good morning. Greetings to you in person, to those persons online, to those persons who watch the video later, to those in the future who will look back on our videos and say, oh, those were wonderful, we'll watch them over and over. Thank you for the laughter there, I appreciate that. I was talking to Stephanie before the worship service. You got to talk to her. She's got a puppy now, and they're calling it a velociraptor because it claws, and I guess so. But that's neither here nor there. But raising a puppy, you know, she's going to have some mental issues. But Stephanie says she took the puppies to the dog park. Did you know anybody in here have dogs, and they've taken them to the dog park? Have you ever? They got to the dog park, and the dogs were just going wild, running and jumping and barking and carrying on. And then all of a sudden, they all settled down, and they all started behaving. And Stephanie was looking at them and looking around, and all of a sudden, she looked over, police dog. Do check with her. She's got pictures of the puppy and the doggies and, you know, doggy mama. By way of announcements, on the back of the bulletin, you see our semi-schedule for next week. Do you know of other things going on? Debbie Gunther is here. Debbie Gunther is standing. She's ready for the microphone, Michael. Debbie Gunther, our mission chairperson, is going to tell us about opportunities to be in mission.
Thank you. Good morning. First off, last month, crop fundraiser was at Just Grill. And Just Grill is more than generous to us. We got $300 last month from them. This month's crop fundraiser is at Panda Express this Wednesday. Panda Express is at, I call it the Alameda, the Target Mall. It's over there, it'll be from 11 to 9. So if you need a flyer, if you can come support us, that'd be great. Thank you.
Thank you, Miss Debbie. A church exists through mission as a torch exists through burning. I heard it from Roy Sonu, and it was not his original quote, but it fits us. And we will be about mission if we are to be a Christian church. Amen. Other announcements, other things for the good of the order. I'm not sure if I know of other things going on. One thing we might be aware of, keep an eye on Helen. She is she has been out playing in the yard again. She's sneaks in over here all dressed up to the tee, you know. but she says there's plenty of weeds, and so I think that if you didn't have weeds, you wouldn't be happy, young lady. So thank you for your good work there. Any of you that get a hankering to go out and do a little bit of digging, you get with Helen. Anyone else? Any other announcements? Pia, are we up to date? We got everything that we need to remember? She's shaking her head no, but I don't know of anything that we can share with anyone. We are in Lent. We are journeying. I hope you are about your Lenten journey. Remember, if you will, the terrarium on the front table, Linda Emerson doing her job of decorating our Lenten table. And our journey, are you journeying? Are you journaling in your journey to Easter? All right. Anything else for the good of the order? If not, let's stand, wave hello to one another, and let us prepare for the call to worship and our opening hymn.
Good morning. If you're able, please stand for the call to worship. Brothers and sisters in Christ, let's gather and worship. Our journey with the Almighty continues. We are on our way to Easter. We are gathered our voices in praise of the Lord Almighty. Lord, thank you for blessing us with wonderful days of life. Beloved and loving Lord, we gather to lift up our worship. We give thanks, O Lord, you for each day Thank you for each loving heart. Okay. All right, Holly's going to join us, and she's going to lead this song, Morning is Broken, hymnal number 145.
That would be a joke about morning is broken.
Yeah, it's Cat Stevens. All right, you guys better sing, because my voice is...
Morning has broken, lightful first morning, blackbird has spoken, like the first bird, praise for the singing, praise for the morning, praise for them spring. Fresh from the word, sweet the reeds beautiful, sounded from heaven, like the first dew fall on the first grass. Praise with the sweetness of the wet garden. Sprung in completeness where his feet pass. Mine is the sunlight, mine is the morning, born of the one light, Eden saw play. Praise with the praise every morning, God's recreation of the new day.
You may be seated, right?
Yep.
You may be seated.
Thank you, Holly. Good job.
Thank you, Holly. Are you going to do the scripture, Psalms 27, 8 through 10? It's in the Pew Bible, the Old Testament, number 477. Come, my heart says, seek his face, your face, Lord. Do I seek? Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. And those who have been my help, do not cast me off. Do not forsake me, O God of my salvation. If my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will take me up. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
By way of our prayer time, continued prayers for Larry. He's here. Pain in the back. And it's nothing, no family, it's just a herniated disc. So those of us that have aged a little bit, we're all having those different things going on, are we not? So prayers. Others, do we have updates on any of these others? Debbie Gunther, any updates on your brother Stanley?
Please keep him and his family in your prayers. He has gone into hospice on Friday. So thank you, and please keep Stanley's family in our prayers.
Okay, thank you. Others, updates on any of the other persons listed here? Paya, please.
Eunice Philman is doing well, but her nephew, Paul, they postponed his surgery, and they're going to look at it because it's a much more complicated surgery than what they said originally.
Okay, still to have that surgery, huh? Okay. Holly, Mike.
Okay.
Okay, I wasn't sure I was going to say anything. Just prayers for me. I have a biopsy on Thursday. I may be building resistance to the medication I'm on. Maybe. They don't know for sure. So anyways, there's just, you know, just keep me in your prayers.
All right. All right. Thank you. On Monday? On Tuesday?
Thursday.
I'd have gotten it eventually, wouldn't I? All right. Prayers indeed. Renee Verone.
Hello. So I try and stay apolitical. So this is not a political comment, but enjoy every day. Every day. Don't take any day for granted.
I'm not sure how we could have made that political either, Renee, but thank you. They're just... Others, other concerns, other thoughts in the other updates. I did hear of some violence at a nightclub. Sad to hear. Not in the United States, but another nightclub. And we've had other weather things. Weather has gotten more severe. The Southeast is under some incredible and surprising events for them. Renee has something again, Mike. You only get two, Renee, so.
I have a very good friend that lives in St. Louis, and she said the storm was a whopper, but they're safe. So. What they're saying about the violence of these storms is absolutely true. So we need to pray for the weather to calm down, too.
Okay. Or for our ability to sustain through these things. Let us pray for the end of violence. There are possibilities, there are hints of possibilities of ending the conflicts in the two major wars going on, Ukraine, Russia, and in Israel, Palestinian conflict there. Prayers for those, and prayers for the non-escalation. Others. Continued prayers for those who are facing job uncertainty in the current times, and who have already received notices, shall we say, or have been reduced. Any others? Good news. Prayer celebrations. I have the birthday list I'll get to if there are no other. Melba, did you want to say anything about your surgery or no, or just went okay? Okay, she had some oral surgery, so give her a pat on the shoulder. Do not try and kiss her. I think it would hurt, so don't get in there. Renee, this is your third. I'll tell you, Michael. We're going to have to assign her a lavalier.
Guess what? It's spring. That's it. Enjoy the ladies that take care of our gardens, but all around the neighborhoods, all around our area anyway, Colorado. It's spring. Enjoy.
Spring is popping out all over. Amen. Yeah.
I even saw a bee.
No, spring is busting out all over. Isn't that what it was, Oklahoma? Okay. By way of celebrations, Annie Crowder going to be 90 on Tuesday. Happy birthday celebrations to her. I have down here Joe Burns. If you step in here a moment, I have your name down here as an honoree on Wednesday. Is that true? Boy, he's not going to get in here very far. Happy birthday, Joe, on Wednesday.
Pauline wanted to say something.
Oh, please.
Logan's birthday was yesterday on the 15th. He's 29. It's the last of his 20s.
Oh, my. Amen. I must not have him on my list, Colleen. Now we do, huh? On the 15th, and he's 19. Okay. Is that right? You said 19?
29.
I was going to say, 19 did not seem right at all. All right, very good. I'm slow, just bear with me there. Renee.
I'm so sorry, my brain is just not in sync today. Oh, that's what it is. Let's blame it on that. My son is going to China on Friday and for a week, so making his mother crazy. But so prayers for his safety and his safe return.
His first name?
Zachary.
I knew that.
And the safety for everyone traveling out of the country, getting back in.
Yeah. Travel and international relations, and we're not going to be political. Amen. Okay. I have down here, Sue Kinney has a birthday next Sunday as well. Siociana, are you going to get in the middle of this mess now? Okay.
Yes. just want to say our oldest will be 20 next week Tuesday. So thanks be to God for that.
Semi 20 on which day?
Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, I have him down here. You can't talk about him till next week. Okay. We have him. All right. Cannot believe he's going to be 20. No, amen, amen. How come your hair's not gray like mine yet?
It is.
Let's not go any further down that road. All right. Others, celebrations in our midst, life and life abundantly, and growth and growing. We will be having a new member person joining this in a couple of weeks here. If you let know of anyone who is not a member who would like to be, contact me, and we can join you with that new member party. Others, anything else by way of announcements and celebrations, concerns, prayers? Our prayers are lifted up. We are grateful for God's attention to us. Amen? Let's take a moment of silence in preparation for prayer. Thank you for joining us, loving God, creator of all things, creator out of chaos, bringer of order, creation, creator of love and care, creator of brothers and sisters, and love between families, and love between nations. Love from your Son, love to the world, and your love of your creation that fills us all. Lord, thank you for your creation, for being our creator. Loving Lord, thank you for redeeming us. We, your creation, built and enabled to make choices, and we have often erred. We have made the wrong choices. We have not done your will. We have let our minds turn to anger. We have turned our faces away from our neighbors, both in anger over politics, over rejection of needs. For various reasons, Lord, we have not been the brothers and sisters to each other that you have called us to be. And thank you for redeeming us as we acknowledge our errors, our sins before you, for continuing with us, for bringing us back into right relationship, for redeeming us. Lord, thank you for sustaining us, for keeping us in each moment and each day, through each struggle, struggles of young families with kids, parents, mothers of small children and puppies, those with struggling in the beginnings of their lives and families, through our struggles of our students in schools, and the pressures of new ages and the age of the smartphone, Lord, if ever there was an oxymoron, smartphone is one. Thank you for continuing to be with us through all of those things, for sustaining us. And as we grow and as we age, for the endurance through our infirmities, through our wisdom born of learning and errors and your direction and guidance, for sustaining us through the words and love of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Lord, thank you. You are ever with us. We are ever yours. Thank you for this moment with us this morning, the special time. Hear the silent prayers of each person gathered, as you always do. Hear us as we gather as community. Hear us as we celebrate with one another. Lord, we give you thanks. We turn our hearts and thoughts to you. We turn our prayers to you. As we are approaching, before we do the Lord's Prayer, let us read the unison prayer. Let us read responsively. Lord God, hear our Lenten journey voyage. Lord, thank you for your care of the injured. Thank you for your care of those who are searching. Thank you for your care of those who are alone. Lord, thank you for your care of me and mine, humble members of your awesome family. Lord, care for this church, your church. Guide us, Lord, to join closer and closer to you in each step. Hear our prayers, Lord. Amen. And now join me in the Lord's Prayer, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. I invite you to turn your ears and a moment of meditation as Colleen brings us our offertory.
Please stand if you're able. The scripture today is Luke 9, 28 through 36 in the Pew Bible, New Testament, number 65. Jesus took with him Peter, John, and James and went up on the mountain to pray. And while he was praying, the appearance of his face changed and his clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly they saw two men, Moses and Elijah, talking to him. They appeared in glory and were speaking of Jesus' departure, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Now Peter and his companions were weighed down with sleep, but since they had stayed awake, they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him. Just as they were leaving him, Peter said to Jesus, Master, is it good for us to be here? Let us make three dwellings. One for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. Not knowing what he said, while he was saying this, a cloud came and overshadowed them, and they were terrified as they entered the cloud. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my son, my chosen. Listen to him." When the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone, and they kept silent, and in those days told no one any of the things they had seen. The word of the Lord. If we could get all the
kiddos
up here, and some.
And Stephanie is going to lead them.
And Stephanie is going to lead.
Waiting for a couple of.
You're watching Hungry Kids.
Ahoy, matey!
Ahoy, and avast ye lubbers, get ye below decks. That, I do believe that was still filmed in Colorado. Now, some of the ocean shots were borrowed from a real ocean, but somebody tell me, how many boaters are there here? Colorado Navy members? That was a joke. I don't know if there's a Colorado Navy. Anyway, I think that was a catch. Anybody know your sailboats better than me? The boat, there's sloops and that, I believe, is a catch. Nobody can argue with me, you all believe me? You shouldn't on sailboats, I'll tell you what. I learned everything I know from Pirates of the Caribbean. Now, you're all wondering what's going on with the pastor. We, as a matter of fact, Thomas came up to me and says, "Pastor, this is the scripture we already did this on the first Sunday, this one about Jesus and Moses and Elijah. Did you make a mistake again?" I have done that before. You're all nodding your head. Yes, thank you for remembering. But no, it's I have learned that some churches celebrate Transfiguration the second Sunday of Lent. I don't know why. Those of you who regularly attend multiple churches, let me know. Richard's not here. He's our ecumenical director, but we don't know exactly why there are differences, but the transfiguration is intriguing. What's more intriguing to me, you see on my cover slide, the disciples are weighed down by sleep. Peter and James and John, they're there. They see Jesus with Elijah and Moses, and they want to go to sleep. Now, if you saw Jesus and Elijah and Moses, would you be just, I'm just really tired, you know? It doesn't seem quite normal. There's something unusual seems to be going on here. It's an incredible event. Think about it. And not only that, but when they meet together, and then Jesus begins to glow. Now, that historically, we know that's Moses. Remember, his face glowed after he encountered God on Mount Sinai, and so he wore a veil. But here is Jesus, and not just his face, but his entire being is glowing. And the disciples, they're ready for a nap. Of course, as I get a little older, I'm ready for a nap a lot of the time. But these are younger guys, so it doesn't necessarily fit in here tonight. And so what's going on here? If it was me or Bo or Hadley, we would be up there trying to get a selfie so we could post it. Right, Bo? Yeah, he's nodding his head, yes. See, I understand these things a little bit. I would tweet it to all of my followers, all two. So here they are, and they're having this conversation. They've journeyed up onto the mountain, and Moses and Elijah, everybody knows those famous, the most famous prophets of the Old Testament. Moses was one that brought down the laws. He brought, remember, the tablets, the Ten Commandments? He brought those down. These are laws that brought order to an unordered people. No, you don't kill each other. We need to remember that one, I guess. Maybe relearn that one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And love your neighbors yourself. They're all there, the first set of commandments. I will have no other gods before me. That was a big one for the Old Testament. Remember, there was a lot of pagan gods, and they'd come into a land with a lot of pagan gods, and there were a lot of other competing things. And you know, it was always handy to be able to have numerous icons of some of the gods you worship, just in case, so you'd maybe hit the right one if you were wrong about the others. It was, Yahweh says, no other gods before me. Monotheism, it's a big deal. It's an important thing. Here we go. It must be spring. The voice. Thank you for whoever brought me water. Living water. So why would the disciples be nodding off? They're falling asleep. All this is going on, and they're falling asleep. Do you remember being kids? Who was it? Actually, he played Moses in the Bible version. Charlton Heston. Thank you. He claims that he remembers being in the womb. Who am I to argue? But he claims that he remembers. I don't remember anything before being about, like, a junior in high school. I have some early memories, but not real early. But I do remember some times when I was younger and my folks would go somewhere to see somebody, and they were all excited to meet old friends and what have you, and they'd start sitting around the table with coffee or whatever, and then they're chatting away, and it was boring to me. They were, you know, at first they'd talk about family and us, and that was interesting, but then pretty soon they started talking about things that I didn't know for sure what they were talking about. Sometimes that was on purpose, but sometimes, you know, you talk worldly events, you talk politics, you talk some other more complicated issues, and as a kid, I didn't care. And so I just kind of zoned out, and pretty soon I was more than ready to take a nap, wait for them to get done with all this John, so that something more exciting would happen. I would tune out what they were talking about. I have done that as an adult. I've gone to a seminary or a training event, and the person talking begins to go into sophisticated jargon that's not in an area of my expertise, and I'll listen for about this long, and then I'm thinking about, well, after this is lunch, and I'm going to just tune it out, and if I'm not careful, I'll start snoring right in the middle of the seminar. Am I the only one? Thank you. What's intriguing, though, I remember as a kid hearing things and hearing jokes that I didn't get that my parents would share. Some of them that you cannot tell in church, but that's neither here nor there. But these jokes, and I wouldn't get them. Or see a movie, and there'd be a piece in the movie, and I don't understand what was happening there. But years later, I can reflect back, and I go, oh, now I see. What I didn't see then, now I can comprehend. This is interesting. This idea, this concept, comes from my favorite author, Fred Craddock. He says the discussion of Jesus' approaching death was for Jesus, not for the disciples. Therefore, sleep did not keep them from hearing. Therefore, sleep kept them from hearing. They did not see the glory, and that was enough. They did see the glory. I'm going to get this backwards all morning. They did see the glory, and that was enough. In fact, it was too much. They did not understand. However, some experiences, though not comprehended, still leave their lasting marks on us. I can remember comments when I was a kid. Didn't make any sense to me then, and they do now. They left lasting marks on me. And here, the disciples experience something, and they don't understand what's going on. As far as they're concerned, Moses and Elijah are still the great prophets, the guiding principles, and this Jesus fellow, he's a great prophet. He's a wonderful pal to be around with. He has some great teachings and all that, but they have not comprehended his divinity. We know that all the way to the cross, they did not know what was going on. After the resurrection, they're perplexed. Mary comes and says he's resurrected. They think that she's just telling wild woman stories. She gets it. But they haven't comprehended it yet, you see. Is that what's going on? There's something unintelligible, it's uninteresting, and yet years later, it has an impact upon us. We don't understand the glowing of Jesus, except that was pretty awesome. It would have been good, like Bo said, to get a video of it, you know, share it with your followers. That was pretty exciting, but they don't quite comprehend that this is more than this, and a voice that says, this is my beloved son. Moses has his face shining. Jesus, his entire body, he's greater than Moses. He's greater than Elijah. He's not a prophet. He is God incarnate. And that voice from heaven says, this is my chosen son. Listen to him. It really is a paradigm shift. We've had the laws and the prophets. Renee, I'm going to pick on you a minute. In the Old Testament, how many laws are there? It's like 930 or something. Now, I know I'm not talking about the Ten Commandments, but if you look at the Levitican laws, 658, he says. Now, the exact number is up for debate, this is Mark's truth, so that's okay. But there are a lot of these laws, a lot of these rules, a lot of things to learn and to be about, and all of these would govern how we live and how we are for devout Hebrews. But here is a paradigm shift. Here it is a time that we turn and we come back, and Jesus says, I bring you a new covenant. This is the covenant between the world and Christians and God. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And love your neighbors as yourself. It breaks it right on down, and there is only that one. Now, it doesn't discount the others. They probably all work. You don't kill someone if you're going to love them. You don't steal from someone if you're going to love them. If you love your parents, you're going to honor them. It's okay, Holly, I'm right with you. Here, you want a drink of water? All right. I want to share, you know. Actually, it just made a good excuse to drink a little more water. So here is some major changes that occurred. When Moses came, it was a major change for the people. I am the Lord your God. You have no other gods before me. One God, monotheism, all-powerful, all-knowing, all-seeing, all-hearing, but only one God. And that was a hard one for them. Think about that and think about the history. And we've heard some of the stories kind of in the side. We don't want to lift it, but it was a difficult transition. You remember the golden calf incident? The people turned to Aaron and they said, we want our old gods. We don't want this one God business. Make us icons. We want a God that we can hold on to and touch and pat and that we can worship, a golden calf, and he does. They have to battle over only one God. It's a huge change, monotheism. And here, Jesus goes up on the mountain, and this is another huge, monumental change. Only one law, one covenant. Love God, love one another. And here is God reminding us, this is my beloved Son. Listen to him. God grant that we listen to him. Amen? Let's stand and sing. Holly, can we put you to work? Hopefully. Sure, we'll help you along. We'll all sing along with her. Open my eyes that I may see. Number 452 in your hymnal. I was testing you. Thank you. It'll be on the screen. As we come and we prepare to begin our week, I pray for you grace that you might be the Christians that guide where this guidance is much needed. We have turmoil in our conversations, in our world, in our communities. May we be the agents of Christ. Lord God, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, open our hearts, illuminate us, that we might open our hearts to one another through your grace. Amen?
Amen.
Let's join hands, sing our closing. And God's people said, Amen. Amen.